Hello, everyone, and it's great to be with you today. My name is Minister Carol Wheatle.
大家好，很高兴今天可以跟大家在一起。我的名字叫 Carol Wheatle。
I'm a minister in the local church in Milton Keynes, which is Shamar.
我是 Milton Keynes 的一个本地教会的一个牧师。
But today I'm going to be speaking on behalf of Bridge Builder.
今天呢，我将会为这个跟大家讲一下 Bridge Builder 的一些施工。
I'd like to start my message.
今天我的讲题呢？
By singing an old hymn.
在我讲这个分享之前呢，我想跟大家一起唱一首很老的一首诗歌。
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Canaan's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Canaan's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Canaan's tableland, a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, plant my feet On higher ground. Dear Father, today as we join together in this message, I pray that our feet will be moved to the next level on higher ground, a higher place than where we are now, Lord. Take us to higher ground.
神啊，我们今天在这里聚在一起，我们祷告，你可以真的是啊，移位我们，移位我们的脚，让我们能够更上一层楼，让我们能够更上一层楼。
When we consider how God created the world,
当我们思考一下啊，上帝如何制造这个世界
，we recognize that the world was created to evolve.
我们可以看得到这个世界是设置出来是要有一个经历的过程的。
Plants start off often as a seed.
我们看到植物它们一开始都是一个小小的种子。
Before they become flowers or mighty oak trees.
然后呢它们慢慢变成要不出花或者是长着很大的一棵橡树。
Animals are nurtured until it's time for them to be pushed to a new level of maturity.
动物也一样的，它们小小时候都会被照顾，直到它们长大到可以呢被自己出去就会独立出来了。
Humans, we move up to a new level from the time we are born, a baby, toddler, child, teenager, adult.
作为我们人也一样的，我们从我们出生做 baby 的时候啦，小孩啦，青少年呢，甚至到大人，我们都是一步一步的这样的往前走的。
We recognize that adults go through various stages in their life, leading up to old age.
我们也看到成年期也分成很多的好几个的小的步骤最后呢成为一个老年期。
Each stage is transitional, but one thing has to change with the move, and it is our focus.
每一个步骤都是向前走的，然后呢，我们每一个步骤我们都要改变的是我们的注意力。
Because the way we see things,
因为我们看见的东西。
Is important to our perspective of change.
我们看见的东西对于我们对于改变的这个方向有很大的影响。
I want us to consider some people in the Bible.
我想跟大家看一看在圣经里面的一些人物。
Let's start with Joseph.
让我们看到Joseph.
Joseph went through.Periods of transitional change in his life before he could move up to the next level where God wanted him to be.
Joseph, 他在他的一生中经过了很多的不同的阶段，最后呢达到一个阶段，就是神要想他去的地方。
But it cost Joseph.
但是呢，对约瑟来讲呢，他的代价很大。
It wasn't easy going from the pit to the palace.
但是呢，是从一个很低的地方去到一个宫殿是不容易的。
We go to the book of Daniel.
我们去到丹尼尔书。
And in Daniel, we know that Daniel is taken from his native country.
我们在但以理书里面看到 Daniel 他在从他的本国被掳走了
to be in the king's palace
去到一个皇宫里面去
Daniel was holding fast to his faith
但尼尔呢他紧紧守着他的信念
and it cost him to pray three times a day
他每天要想祷告三次，但这是带给他很大的代价。
He moved from the palace to the prison.
也是因为这样子，他从皇宫里面调到牢房里面去。
But God was going to allow him.
但是呢，神呢，啊，允许他
to move to another level.
啊，去啊，去到另外一个阶层。
In order for God to be glorified.
啊，所以呢，神的名可以得到啊彰显。
Jeremiah.
在耶利米书。
Was a prophet sent to the children of Israel.
啊，耶利米呢是一个先知，是派到以色列人当中的一个先知。
It cost him his freedom.
啊，这啊，他付出了自由的代价。
Jeremiah was put in prison.
啊，耶利米被放到被打到牢房里面去。
Elisha.
啊，伊拉莎。
Had to die for Elijah to become a prophet. We know that he did more miracles.
Elisha, 他要为这个 Elijah 死，所以呢，他才能够带来更多的神的神迹。
But ultimately, it cost God His Son to be offered as a sacrifice for the redemption of the world. It costs God.
但是呢，我们可以看到对于神来讲呢。他的代价就是他的唯一的儿子，他的代价，因为这样的代价，所以呢就可以来救赎了我们的这个世界。
And so we see to move to the next level.
所以我们看到要更上一层楼。
Our perspective.
我们的观点。
Our mindset.
我们的思念。
And our actions.
我们的行为。
Have to change.
一定要相应的改变。
The passage that was read today.
今天我们所选读的经文。
Isaiah 48.
以赛亚书四十八章。
It tells us.
它告诉我们。
Three things.
三样东西。
God said.
这里神说。
I have spoken.
我已经向你们说了。
I have called.
我宣召了。
And I will show you the way forward.
我会告诉你我会引领你向前的路。
In order for us to move to our next level.
所以呢，我们可以去到我们下一个层。
We have to be able to hear.
我们一定要需要能够听。
What God is saying.
可以听到神的话。
And in this season.
And 在这个期间。
That we are all currently living in.
我们现在生活的这个期间。
God is speaking.
神也在说话。
To every one of his servants.
对他神他的每一个门徒都在说话。
God is challenging us.
神呢在挑战着我们。
To hear what He is saying.
去真的听到他在跟我们的说话。
God always speaks to His church first.
神呢首先都会向他的教会说话。
God is asking us, "Do you want to come up to the next level?"
神这里问我们。你愿意去更上一层楼吗？
And the next level.
这下一层呢？
Is different for each of us.
对我们每个人来讲都是不一样的。
In Revelation.
在启示
录。In the book of Revelation.
在启示录里面。
We meet John.
我们看到约翰。
John has been thrown again into prison again.
约翰呢，这里又被打到牢房里面了，再一次到牢房。
For preaching the good news.
因为原因呢，就是因为他在宣讲神的这个好消息，神的福音。
But it was only through the cost that he paid.
也是正是因为 透过他所付出的代价。
That we have the revelation from God.
我们就得到了神所向我们预见的。
To tell us where we are as a church.
可以告诉我们教会我们在哪里。
John had the revelation about seven churches.
约翰呢他有对七个教会的预见。
And when we read the book of Revelation,
当我们在细读这个启示录的时候呢
and we reflect on it to our personal lives,
当我们细细去思考对我们在我们人生个人身上
perhaps we can see,
可能我们可以看见
where we are,
我们可以看见我们的现状。
One of the churches,
其中的一个教会呢
had gone lukewarm,
变成了就是就什么暖的。
And God said,
然后神就说呢
you because you are neither hot or cold,
因为你不冷又不热
I am going to spit you out.
我将会把你导出来。
God is wanting us,
这里神希望我们
to be hot for him,
对他俩是蛮有热情的。
To make God our first love,
让神成为我们第一所爱的。
One of the things that we have found during lockdown,
在这个封城的期间，我们发现呢
，is that many Christians
就是呢很多基督徒
have questioned where is God
都会有这样的疑问，就说神啊，你在哪里
？Because unfortunately
很不幸呢
，they were not looking to God
他们没有去仰望神。
But having a cozy time in church.
但是仅仅呢在教会里面呢有一个很好的时间。
I would like us to go back to the book of Isaiah.
我是想跟大家回头再看看这个以赛亚书。
And in the King James Version.
在King James 的这个版本里面呢。
There is a word which says prophet.
那边有一个字，它想着先知。
But not prophet as in the person, but prophet as in P-R-O-F-I-T, prophet.
这个不是指先知，而是指prophet.
The Hebrew translation.
希伯的原文呢？希伯来文原文呢？
The meaning of the word is to ascend, to go up.
这个原文的意思，这个字呢，就是上升，往上走。
The Israelites were fighting against the Babylonians.
这里以色列人呢，在跟那个巴比伦人在打仗。
But God was saying,
但神这里说呢
，Come up closer.
上来离我近一点。
I would like to speak to you.
我要跟你说话。
In the translation which you read, it says, "Come close and listen."
在我们刚才读的这个NIV 版本里面呢，就说他说上来靠近我。
And it says, "I never keep secrets from you."
这是说我从来没有保持任何秘密。
I will always be present with you.
我永远会跟你在一起。
In the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7.
在那个阿摩斯书三章七节。
Surely the Lord God.
他说主耶和华。
Will do nothing.
一无所行。
But reveal his secrets,
但是呢，会将他的奥妙呢
unto reveal his secrets unto his servants the prophets，
会把他的奥秘呢指示给他的仆人众先知。
What God is saying，
这里神这么说呢
，is that when we accepted Jesus in our hearts，
就说当我们接受了耶稣到我们的心里面
，we became heirs and joint heirs with Jesus，
我们就跟耶稣一样成为神的那个heirs 后裔。
Therefore, we became prophet, priest, and kings.
所以呢，我们就成为了先知还有君王。
Therefore,
所以呢
，God wants to reveal to us.
神呢想向我们显明
how and what will happen in the next.stage of our circumstances，
在我们个人的情况当中，我们的下一个阶段、下一层是什么样的呢
？So he's saying，
虽然他这里说
，I cannot，
我不能够
speak to you，
跟你说
，at your present level，
在你现在的这个状况
，It's time for a change。
现在需要一点改变。
And that will be different。
这会很不一样的。
For everyone。
对每个人来讲都有可能不一样的。
We are all at a different level with God。
我们每个人都跟神有在不同的阶段、不同的层面上。
But his word is clear.
但他的话是很明显的。
He demands that we go from glory to glory, one step to another step, to come up higher.
他要求我们从一层走向一层，更加往上的走。
To move to another level.
就更上一层楼。
And the only way we can do that.
唯一能够这样子做的办法呢？
Is to first recognize，
就是第一首先要认识到
，that we have，
我们
，our focus，
我们的焦点
，in the wrong place，
我们的焦点，我们把焦点注意在一些错误的地方了。
When John was on the Isle of Patmos，
当约翰在这个 Isle of Patmos，
God took him to another level。
神呢把他带到更高的一层。
He went up.
他上层了，上层。
He moved up.
他往上走了。
God called him higher.
神宣召他更高一层。
Because he wanted to speak to John.
因为他想跟约翰说话。
He wanted to give him something new.
他神想给约翰一些新的东西。
When we consider
that
I started off with a human being going through changes，
当我们看到我们是一个人在经过不同的阶段，
it means that we change，
就说明我们也在改变。
Seasons in our lifetime，
我们在我们的一生当中很多的改变。
Spiritually，
在这个灵命上呢，
God is calling us to a change，
神呢就宣告我们有一个改变。
We are living in a time like never before.
我们生活在一个非常不寻常的时期。
It's perhaps the most momentous time in human history.
有可能是在人类历史上一个很不平凡的一个日期。
Those of us who believe in God.
我们当中真的是相信主的。
Stand in a greater position，
我们会在一个更大的一个位置上面。
Than those who don't，
比那些还不认识神的，我们站的位置更加大。
People are uncertain about political leaders，
大家对于政治上的领导层不是很清晰。
And many things that are going on.
现在还有好多的事情在发生。
The question that we face.
我们面对的问题呢
？As Christians.
特别是作为基督徒来讲。
Who God is now awakening out of our slumber.
我们的神在将我们从我们的低谷中苏醒起来，让我们苏醒起来。
Is will you, will I move up to the next level?
就是我们愿不愿意真的是往上去到更高一层。
In order for God.
所以呢，神。
To use us in this season for this generation.
可以呢，神可以使用我们为这个时代这个时期去做点事情。
Whenever we are faced with fear of moving up to the next level.
当我们面对着一些恐惧，我们要往上走一层。
We usually have one or four measures.
我们有可能有其中一个的这样的一个反应。
One.
第一个。
Will you flee from your calling?
你会不会对你的宣召选择一个逃避的态度。
Two, will you fight your calling?
第二个就是说你会不会跟你的那个宣召有一个战争。
Three, will you forget your calling?
第三就是你会不会忘记你的宣召。
Or four, will you face your calling?
或第四你会面对接受你的宣召。
The first three means that we have ended in failure. We have not gone.
前面三个反应呢，都是我们都失败了，我们都没有真的是接纳这个宣召。
To where God wants us to be.
我们都没有做到神想我们去的地方。
Only the fourth level.
只有第四个。
Will get us where we want to be, moving on up.
只有第四个才会让我们达到我们需要去的地方，往上走一层。
Jesus endured the cross.
耶稣在十字架上受苦。
For you and for I.
为你和为我。
It cost Jesus.
耶稣有了很大的牺牲。
Greater love has no man.
没有更大的爱。
That you lay down his life.
没有更大的爱相比人把为他的死。
I put it to you.
我现在是告诉你。
That when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当耶稣在这个Gethsemane 这个花园里面去。
And he was praying to his father.
当他向他的父神祷告的时候。
Maybe these were the four questions.
可能这四个问题。
That he had.
都是可能在他脑中都有出现过。
Because he said, Father.
因为他说了，父神啊。
If it is your will.
如果这是你的旨意。
Nevertheless, Father, I will drink. This cup.
如果这是你的主意，神，我会喝这个杯。
Hallelujah.
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 It is a cup of suffering. It cost Jesus.
这是一个充满了受苦的苦杯，这是耶稣的所有的奉献。
The Bible says.
圣经告诉我们。
That as Jesus prayed,
当耶稣祷告的时候
，His sweat became as blood.
他的汗流下来像血一样。
Jesus knew what was before him.
耶稣深深的明白，在他面前摆着什么东西。
But he went to Calvary.
但他还是去到 Calvary.
To die for you and for me.
在那里去为你和我死在十字架上。
He gave his life.
他将他的生命 奉献了。
But we thank Jesus for laying down his life.
我们很感谢耶稣啊，牺牲了他的生命。
He didn't just lay it down. He went to the pits of hell and he raised up again and is living in heaven.
啊，他不单只是啊为我们啊奉献了他的生命，他去到死亡最低层，然后呢上升回到啊神的宝座。
Why is that so great for us?
为什么这个是对我们这么好的事情呢？
It meant that he put Satan, the devil, under his feet.
就说明了他把这个evil 这个踩在他的脚下了。
It meant that
就说明呢
we now have the Holy Spirit.
我们现在有了圣灵。
It means that
也说明了
he shifted everything to another level.
他把所有东西都升了一层了。
So everyone
所以每一个人呢
who has received Jesus
啊，接受了耶稣基督
is empowered
啊，都会被授权
by the Holy Spirit
啊，被这个圣灵来充满。
So for us to move to the next level,
所以呢，让我们要去到更深一层楼呢。
We don't do it alone.
我们不是一个人的。
Isaiah 48,
在以赛亚书四十八章
said that I am the God, your Redeemer. I am with you.
所以说了，我的神啊，我是救世你的救世主，我跟你在一起。
So moving up to the next level,
所以呢，更上一层楼呢
is going to cost us.
将会要我们要牺牲。
Perhaps you could think,
可能你会想
what will it cost you?
对我来讲，这是多大的一个牺牲呢？
It might be,
可能呢
that you have to give up
你可能要放弃一些
10 minutes in bed
可能就是睡少十分钟
to meet God for a longer time
所以呢你可以跟神呢有更长的时间去交往
in the morning
在早上的时候
it might mean
有可能也会这样说
that you can't play Xbox
你可能就不能再玩那个游戏机 Xbox
orWatch Netflix.
看这个电视 Netflix.
To read your Bible.
所以呢，你可以去读你的圣经。
For an extra 10 minutes.
可以呢，多十分钟时间来读圣经。
It might mean.
或者呢
？That you have to go.
你可能要去。
And fast.
Fast, 就是禁食。
To draw near to God.
所以呢，可以更靠近主。
To come up to the next level.
所以呢，来到更上一层楼。
Means a change in you.
说明呢，这是在你当中有一个改变。
Means a change in your perspective.
在你的观点上有一个改变。
Means that your faith,
就说明了你的信仰。
Is going from one degree of glory to another.
就说明你从一层的更上了一层了。
God's words,
神的话
are quite clear.
神的话是很清晰的。
That we are,
就说我们呢
to change.
我们需要改变。
Jesus demonstrated this.
耶稣向我们显明了。
In the way that he met.
在他遇见的。
The various people, whilst he was here on earth.
耶稣在他遇见的人当中，他显明了。
Jesus became.
耶稣成为呢。
All things to all men.
成为人所有人的所有东西。
so that the good news,
所以呢，这个好消息呢，
the gospel,
我们的福音，
could be heard,
就可以更多人可以听见了。
And that is our commission.
这就是我们的大使命。
In Matthew 29,
在马赛福音二十九章，
we are commissioned.
我们被要求
to go into all the world.
我们被要求去进入世界各处，
spread in the love of God.
去施展显明神的爱。
How?You do it,
怎么样具体怎么做呢？
will be different from how I spread the love of God.
可能跟我怎么去传扬神的爱不一样。
But we will all have the same anchor.
但是我们都有一个同样的一个固定点。
And that is in the word of God.
那就是在神的话当中。
And that is because Jesus' spirit.
那就因为耶稣的神的灵
and you.
在你的心跟我的心当中
This current climate
我们现在当今的时代
It has cost a lot
已经真的是有了很大的代价
It has cost lives
它有很多生命
It has cost mental health
也很多的精神上也健康也
cost financial difficulties
也带来很多金融上的困难
but one thing has been constant
但是有一样东西一直保持着
Jesus said I am the same today yesterday and forever
耶稣说我今天在我去过去我将来一样是同在
nothing
没有一样东西
happens that God does not already know.
没有一个东西神是不知道的。
But he needs to tell that secret
但他要把这个奥秘
to someone.
要跟人说。
Will you be the one to come up higher?
你愿不愿意成为那个往更上一层的人呢?
Because I am calling you
因为我在这里宣召你。
To a new level.
去上一个新的一层。
So that you can hear.
所以呢，你可以听见。
What I have to say.
我可以告诉你的。
And in order for God to be able to hear and say what he needs to the world.
为了让神能够向这个世界想要讲他需要讲的话。
I would like to explain that just a little bit more.
我想在这里向跟大家再解释一点点。
The world is what we call your sphere of influence.
话语呢，就是我们所说的，就是那个影响力的箭头。
If I ask you,
如果我问你
to think about 10 people,
去想十个人
family,Or friends, or neighbors, or colleagues,
可能是
I think,
可能你的家人、朋友、邻居或者是你的同事。
Each one of us,
每个我相信每个我们当中每个人呢
could find 10 people,
都可以找到十个人。
That's your sphere of influence.
那是不是你影响的范围了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's what God is calling us to. That's your world.
这就是神宣召我们，这就是你的世界。
Some of us on the platform.
在我们当中，现在在我们当中的。
Our sphere of influence.
我们那个影响力的范围。
Will be further afield.
可能会更加远一点。
But God is calling us up higher to the next level.
宣召我们上去更高一层。
As God ushers you into the next level,
当神让你进入新的更深的一层的时候
，Let your work go before you.
让你的工作在你面前。
And your reward,
你的奖赏
will come after you.
会跟着会来。
Joseph,
约瑟
was taken from the pit to the palace.
他从
What great reward was that?
他从一个最人生最低谷到最后到达皇宫，这是一个最大的一个奖赏了。
Daniel was also second in command to King Nebuchadnezzar.
Daniel, 他在Nebuchadnezzar 那个王里面呢，也是排行第二位了。
Moving up to your next level.
上到你的下一层上一层。
May cost you.
可能会要你牺牲。
But there are great rewards.
但是呢，这有很大的奖赏。
Some you may not see.Whilst you're here on earth.
有些东西你可能在这个世界上还看不见。
But God neither sleeps nor slumbers.
但是神呢，他不会忘记，他也不会去休息。
And so some of us might have a greater reward in heaven.
所以呢，在我们当中有些人会在天堂会有更大的奖赏。
I've challenged myself.
我又挑战我自己。
In this season,
在这个时期当中。
To spend more time,
去花多点时间。
To be in prayer,
来祷告。
So that I can hear,
所以呢，我可以听见。
I don't want to be fleeing from my calling.
我不希望我。逃离我的宣召
which was number one
那就是刚所说的第一个选项。
I don't want to fight my calling
我不想去拒绝我的宣召。
I don't want to forget my calling
我不想去忘记我的宣召。
But I want to face my calling
但我想去面对我的宣召。
Will it be the same for you?
对你会不会也是这样子呢？
Will you allow God to
use you
in this season?
你会不会允许神在这个世代使用你呢？
It is a season that when we are back to normal,
在这个时代，当我们回到正常。
The word of God said,
神的话呢?
That the fields and the fields represent people、
就是这个、
are ready for harvest.
这个禾场就是指人已经是、准备好可以被收割了。
People
人群
have very little hope.
现在、很多人、没有什么希望。
You and I,
我们呢?
We hold the antidote for them, which is Jesus Christ.
我们拿着这个对这些东西的解药，就是耶稣基督。
But it requires us to change.
但呢，这需要我们有改变。
And so I want to leave you with that word today of encouragement.
所以呢，现在我想今天留给大家的就是这个。鼓励的话。
The song that I started with,
在我这个讲到之前那个所跟大家唱的那首诗歌。
It says, I'm pressing on, I'm moving forward.
他这里说我继续往前走 我继续往前走。
I'm moving upward.
我向上走。
And I'm still praying.
而且我还继续在祷告。
For the Lord to plant my feet.
那个神呢，继续将我的脚，双脚。
On higher ground.
把我的双脚移到更高的地方去。
Which represents.
就说明了。
The next level.
就是上一层了。
Now sometimes.
有时候呢。
We can.Think that the next level is a huge step.
我们有时候会想呢，这个上一层呢，可能将会一个很巨大的一个变化。
But God never gives us more than we can handle.
但是神呢，永远不会给我们啊，超过我们能力所能够啊，及啊啊做到的。
So whatever step you need to take, it's a personal calling. The book in Isaiah 48 is a calling to you personally.
啊，所以呢，在啊这个以啊以赛亚书四八章这里面宣召是对每一个人你的个人的宣召。
To take another step.
啊，让你自己啊个人去拿另啊去走下一步。
It's like having.
就像呢。
A stairway in front of you.
就像在你面前有一个楼梯。
You will never reach the top.
啊，你将永远不会到达那个楼梯顶。
Unless you take a step up to the next level.
啊，除非呢，你真的是走下一步往上的。往上的走上下一步。
And that's what God is saying. Take a step up to the next level.
这是神在这里说的，走向上的再走一步。
My prayer and my aim is to be on higher ground.
我的祷告跟我的愿望是希望我能够在更高的一层。
And my prayer and my aim for Crossway Church is that You move up to higher ground.
然后我的祷告跟我的愿望呢，北热教会呢也是说，我们可以往上更走一层楼。
There will be a personal step.
这里面呢会有你个人每个人的一步。
And there will be a leadership step.
这里呢也有我们教会的领袖的一步。
You must get the vision of your leader.
你肯定要拿到你教会领袖的意向
，and work with your leader，
然后呢跟我领袖们一起合作
，to go to the next level，
所以呢可以走向更高的一层
，as a church，
作为一个教会一起更上一层楼
，and that's what I believe that God was saying for you and for me today in my message to you。
这个呢就是今天神对你跟我的信息了。
If you flee it, if you fight it, if you forget it, then you will not change.
如果你选择逃避拒绝或忘记，那你将不会改变。
But if you face it,
但你选择面对呢，
you can move up to the next level.
你就可以向上一层楼。
In Jesus' name.
这耶稣的名，阿门。